the visibility, the access that a greater percentage of the population will have to the facility, the size of the community engagement facility that we're building, which is more than double the size of the space we currently have on the campus of Sac State. It just allows us a much greater ability to interact with the community.
How would you define community engagement in the sense that, CAP Radio is making a commitment to?
Well, we have a significant investment in community engagement. We have a full-time community engagement strategist on staff. We tend to go deeply into communities. We don't just parachute in, do a story, and leave and never come back. We sometimes spend an entire year in a community, really exploring a lot of issues and different angles of issues that don't normally get covered in traditional media and traditional storytelling. We did a year-long focus in Meadowview, and we've done a year-long focus on one high school in Sacramento, a year at Encina High School. So we really try to engage the community in letting voices be heard that don't typically get heard. And a lot of that comes from the community engagement efforts that we have.
In terms of geography, what's the significance of the fact that your facility will now be right smack in the middle of downtown Sacramento, as I'm sure Sacramento sort of continues a resurgence and a real focus, as it is in many other towns and cities around the state, to have the center of the city be a center of culture, a center of activity, and a center of the sort of heart of the city?
Yeah, this particular area was once pretty blighted and in serious disrepair and decay. The building that we're going to occupy has been vacant for 14 years. Several of the buildings in that immediate vicinity have had similar fates, and it's actually an opportunity to participate in the revitalization of the downtown core. A lot has already happened in downtown Sacramento, but this is going to serve as an additional catalyst for some development in the immediate vicinity, which is very close to City Hall. It's close to the Capitol. It's close to the new Golden One Arena. A lot of the arts venues. It's close to the Crocker Art Museum. It's close to the Community Center Theater. So the access to a lot of the arts facilities as well as the government facilities is really important.
Is this going to be your legacy at CAP Radio? Do you foresee being there for the foreseeable future, or is this something that you're going to see through and then step aside? Do you have a particular plan of succession there?
We talk about succession planning at every level of the organization on a regular basis, and I intend certainly to be here through the fulfillment of this commitment to get this project built. I hope this isn't my legacy. I hope my legacy is the fact that we have more than doubled the size of our news operation and that we're really becoming a significant source for local journalism and for arts coverage and really improving the fate of arts coverage in our community. The unfortunate things that have happened to the business model of newspapers have changed the way that arts get covered, and it's a very important part of what we do.